Hello and welcome to English Pronunciation Pod, the English pronunciation podcast dedicated to improving your pronunciation of American English. I'm your host, Charles Becker, coming to you from New York City, the multicultural capital of the world. English Pronunciation Pod is for anybody who wants to improve their pronunciation of American English. Transcripts of our lessons are available at our website, EnglishPronunciationPod.com. On our website, you can also download our full English pronunciation course in MP3 format, Best Accent Training MP3s. In this week's podcast, we're going to learn how to pronounce an important consonant sound of English, R, R, as in the words rock and right. Although many languages around the world have a sound similar to R, and even the letter R, the way we pronounce it in English is quite different. The English R sound does not exist in most other languages, and is therefore one of the most difficult sounds for English students to pronounce. If you want to speak English with a standard American accent or British accent, it's important to learn how to pronounce this sound. The focus of this week's podcast is learning how to pronounce the consonant sound R. We're also going to practice this sound in some key American words, phrases, and idioms. So let's begin by learning how to pronounce the consonant R. Start with your tongue in a neutral, relaxed position. Now curl your tongue tip backwards so that it points at the roof of your mouth. Do not touch the roof of your mouth with your tongue tip. When you finish, feel the back sides of your tongue gently touching your back inner gums. Once you're in this curled position, vocalize R. Your lips should be relaxed or perhaps slightly forward. Either way is fine. It's important to note that the tip and back of your tongue do not touch the roof of your mouth. In this way, the consonant R in English is quite different than the consonant R in many other languages, as will soon be explained. Now let's do an exercise practicing R with some vowels of English. Please listen and repeat, paying careful attention to the position of your tongue. Ra. Re. Re. Ro. Ru. As you can see, some combinations, such as ro and ru, are often more difficult. Here are some tips for pronouncing the consonant R correctly. Remember that the tip and back of your tongue do not touch the roof of your mouth. In this way, the consonant R in English is very different than the R in other languages. In many languages, such as Spanish, Italian, Portuguese, Arabic, and Russian, there is an R sound in which the tip of the tongue hits the roof of the mouth. It sounds like R. It's often called a trilled R or rolling R. Let's listen to the difference between a trilled R and an R in English. First, the trilled. R. Now the R in American English. R. Still other languages have an R which uses the back of the tongue. In languages such as French, Hebrew, German, and Arabic, we have this R sometimes called the guttural R. It sounds like R. Again, this is not the case of the R in English. The back of your tongue should not rise and make contact with the roof of your mouth. Keep the back of your tongue relaxed and curl only the front. Let's listen to the difference between a guttural R and an English R. First, the guttural. R. R. Now the R in English. R. If your first language is an Asian language, such as Japanese or Korean, there may not be any sound even close to the English R. In any case, whatever your first language is, just remember that the R in English involves a curling of the front of your tongue with no contact with the roof of your mouth. R. At this point, you may have noticed that the tongue position for the consonant R is the same tongue position for the vowel R, as in the words sir and early. This vowel was covered in podcast number 66. Both sounds require you to curl your tongue tip. However, there is a difference between the consonant and the vowel form of these sounds. The difference is that for the vowel, we curl and vocalize simultaneously at the same time. But when I use the consonant in a word like rock, first I get into the curl position, then I vocalize. The important thing here is to remember that if you can say R, like in rock, then you can say R, like in sir. And if you can say R in sir, then you can say R in rock. They're both the same tongue curl position. So whichever sound is your strength, you can use it to correct your weakness. Again, for more work with the vowel R, see podcasts number 66, 67, and also Best Accent Training MP3s. Now let's practice using the consonant R in some key words. Please listen and repeat, paying careful attention to your form. Rock. Right. Wrong. Rap. Rich. Arrange. Surround. Next, we're going to practice using the consonant R in some key American phrases and idioms. Please listen and repeat, paying careful attention to the pronunciation of your R. You're my rock. You can't go wrong with that. Let's wrap it up. Mastering the consonant R takes time and practice, but the key to mastering the sound is slow, repetitive practice on a daily basis. You have to repeat and repeat until you develop what's known as muscle memory, the ability to do something automatically, without thinking. Accent reduction is a lot like physical activities, such as sports, dancing, or playing an instrument. You have to first do it slowly and correctly in order to do it quickly and correctly. In other words, you need training. It's important to have the right training tools for better pronunciation. If you want more practice exercises, like the one in this podcast, and are interested in learning all of the sounds of English, then I recommend that you try my full English pronunciation course in MP3, Best Accent Training MP3s. No matter what your first language is, Best Accent Training has the lessons you need for speaking English clearly and correctly. Best Accent Training MP3s contains all the sounds of English, with step-by-step instructions and practice exercises. You get all the vowels of English, all the consonants, syllable stress lessons, intonation lessons, and connected speech. Best of all, Best Accent Training is a fast and easy download that you can put on your MP3 player and take with you wherever you go. I specifically designed it for that purpose. Best Accent Training MP3s, available for download at our website, EnglishPronunciationPod.com. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions about this podcast, please contact me at contact@EnglishPronunciationPod.com. From New York, this is Charles Becker saying thank you for joining us and see you next time.